Father, in Jesus' name, we come thankfully. Thankfully this morning, Lord, that we are going to see you. Oh, my. And Lord, the promise that you've given that when we see you, we will be like you. And God, here we have this likeness that you've given us, that we could be like you in the measure and the stature and the fullness of you. Lord, it is. It's just mind-boggling. But thanks be to God, we got a cup that runneth over. And Lord Jesus, thank you again for this marvelous love, this mercy, this grace, your patience and your tenderness, Lord, your long-suffering. And Lord, work it in us and work it in us for one another. And Lord, we thank you again for vessels that love the truth. Thank you for all of us today that God are tuned in by the Holy Ghost. Lord, take that love and shed it abroad even the much the more until we see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bibles today to Proverbs 30. Yes, Proverbs. Uh-oh. What a precious portion of Scripture. Thanks be to God for this precious book. Wonderful glories in it, especially when you know Paul's gospel. And I thank the Lord over and over. God puts, and we know this, all of us do, but the Lord will put something on our hearts, and especially sermons, studies, things of that nature. And even in a week or whatever, in the week that the Lord wants me to give it, he maybe been having me think about it for, you know, talk to me about it for a couple weeks, sometimes an hour beforehand. We just never know. It's on his time. But it's something that he gives you, and then you see as you're getting ready to give it, wow, it just come to pass. I testify that when, you remember that story on precious Noah and the flood. It was on my heart so profoundly back there in November, and glorious to meditate on that all that week. And then here came Saturday before Sunday, and that pipe burst in my house and gave me a flood. And Polly looked at me and she laughed and said, "And he gave you a sermon about the flood?" I said, "Well, I better take note when he starts putting things on my heart." I believe we do, don't we, by his grace. Verse 8 and 9, Proverbs 30. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Wow. What he can do, isn't that amazing? Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. Now, I want to assure you, this isn't describing a complacent life. This is giving you the glory of a trusting God life. That's the truth. People talk about balance. They talk about having this balance of life. Well, let me tell you something. Believing God for the balance of your life, that's the only one that'll ever bring balance to your life. Most times you'll think it's out of balance the way God's balance works. But God is God. And he said, "My ways aren't yours and my thoughts aren't yours." But I thank the Lord. Oh, Lord. As I was reminded again and again these past weeks, it was needful, honey. It was needful. Now, brothers and sisters, I do. I thank God that I'm learning. And truly, I believe to trust God completely in this. I don't have one penny more. I do not have one penny less than what the Lord has deemed for my life. Now, that doesn't mean I go out and be complacent. That doesn't mean that I'm not driven, different things of that nature. It means that I do whatever God has put before me that day, and whatever I'm doing, I do it heartily as unto the Lord. I do it for Him. I don't do it in eye service for who is over me. I do it for Him because I'm thankful to know that He's perfecting my life for glory. That's what it's about. We're talking about eternity, and by the way, that's a long time. And that's how God deals with. This is what He's desired. This is why the Father gave His Son. This is forever, and you're His forever. That's what's so beautiful to think, that this is what God has chosen. Be thankful. It's okay to thank Him. And after you snap out of awe, say, thank you, God. Amen. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. And I ask myself this. Have we really come to the faith that the Lord really does know what is best for us? How many times have I caught myself murmuring and arguing with God? Well, this can't be the best. You got to get me out of here. And yet we have these testimonies from such wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord. And let me tell you something. They didn't always trust God, but God put them in places that were way beyond them. Whether it was Daniel, whether it was the three Hebrew children. You know, ones like Esther, Rahab, all of these different ones. But God put them in a place. And it wasn't because they were a goodly person. It was because God knew their heart. And God knew their heart would take the grace to trust God. And He put them in those places. And praise be to God. They looked to Him and they said, Lord, it don't look good, but I know You know best. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you this. Let that be us. And I pray today that, Lord, bring a joy in my heart. To let you have me. To let God put into my hands and to take out of my hands. To put into my hands and to take out of my hands what He deems perfect. And I thank the Lord once again to have that pastor that would walk over here. And he said, well, the only way that that can be is I must have my hands like this before God. This is it. It's yours. Do I believe God for this? Or is there something that I know that I have to have for my life that somehow is just a little bit higher in knowledge than what God knows that I need for perfection in glory with Him forever? We know that that's... That is the most stupid statement there could ever be. God knows. And Lord, increase our faith. I'm so thankful to, again, hear so many times Brother Hill say the words, you know, God don't give most Christians $1 million. Nope. And the reason He don't do that is it because it would be just like giving a little toddler a straight razor to go play with in the corner. It'd be deadly. Great harm, even death. But I'll tell you what, that's how God knows us. And it says it in Proverbs 20:24. How could we deny what He's telling us? Man's goings are of the Lord. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? I read it like this. We don't have any idea. We don't even have a plan. I'll go even further. I don't have a clue. But I'll tell you what, I can let His mind be in me. And oh, that's something wonderful, isn't it? Now, we may convince ourselves that we do have a grand plan. That we're going to be able to work it out like this. We can even convince ourselves, well, I'm trusting God. And I've seen that in my own life. I'll testify to you. I know it's never happened to you. But as that old adage had been said, you know, I laid down my tracks real well. I said, oh, Lord, this is it. I know it. I know you're for this. Because this is really godly in my sight. And this is something that I know that you're going to be really in with me. And this is the way you're guiding me. And I'm laying down these tracks. And I'll tell you what, and God had nothing to do with it. And I'll tell you, family, we better be really aware of that, always. The enemy is a liar. And he's all about vanity. And oftentimes he comes in and we can think it's godliness in what we're thinking or how we're going to proceed because we know better when God has already given you everything. Isn't that interesting? He'd given you everything. I don't want to be like those that God fed every single day and then complain about how he fed me miracle after miracle every day with that manna. And then I start complaining? I mean, think about that. Here you are in this wilderness. You don't have a grocery store. You're not out there, you know, growing crops because he's moving you all the time. But he brings this food down from the sky every morning that you go out and get. It's right here. Don't you think that if that really, back then, would you kind of kick yourself if you weren't thankful every morning to see that? That God's with me, he's for me, he's feeding me. That God's with me, he's for me, he's feeding me. I want different food. I want to be fed a different way. I don't want to be here receiving that food. God help us. And I can just tell you, because they witnessed it, those that murmured and complained about it, it didn't end well. Not as well as it could have ended. There were many believers, true believers, that their bones waxed in that desert, but they didn't have to come up short. They didn't have to fall by the wayside, but what had happened is they chose in their own strength to be unthankful when God had already given them everything. It's incredible, isn't it? And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, that same unbelief and that same restlessness is right here in every one of our flesh. It's just there. And the only thing that will ever calm that down, the only thing that will ever be that power that subdues this unruly is truth and love. Understanding this and thanking him for this. And I thank God that we can truly believe him and not convince ourselves that we know better or we need to do this. But we can place our confidence in God. And we can place our lives truly in his leading and in his directing. Praise be to God, we're in his hands. And I thank God we can trust him because you know what, Lord? You give me exactly what I need and what I don't. I think of how many times I just felt so disciplined and good for my family that I was going to plan out every jot and tittle and everything exactly as it should be. And I thank God in his faithfulness, he slammed that down. It's okay, we can thank him together. It's all right, we've all been there. He has to show us how gracious he is. And I love the word. It says that he abides patiently. He waits to give us grace. We're fiddling out over here. He says, oh, I'm just waiting to give you grace. I've given it all to you, but you're going to take it here in a minute. Now, we see in the word of God that God always proved this for his chosen. By the grace of God, read the word of God about yourself. You're his chosen. Mercy is a mighty thing. Thank you, Jesus. I know I didn't deserve it either. It does hit me every time. I might not physically be on my knees before you, but my heart sure is. But he proves this in his chosen every time. You think about King Saul. That was a guy who planned. He was a guy who really plotted everything out. But then you had this little shepherd boy. His name was David. And he trusted God, and you know what happened? He reigned. Oh, yes, he did. You think about Lot. There was all of that witness from Abraham. But yet Lot was still believing that he could choose and that he could plan better than God could plan and choose for his life. And thanking the Lord that Abraham waited on God. And it wasn't going to be Lot that was going to make the choice for Abraham. Abraham knew even though Lot was doing what Lot was going to do, God was still going to choose for Abraham. Do you believe that in your life? I pray you understand that God has the hearts of the kings in his hands and he directs them as he does the rivers. Nobody's determining what you have or what you don't, what you get or what you don't. God's got that. God has that. God puts your neighbors by you. God gives you your boss. God gives you your co-workers. God gave you your children. God gave you your parents. God gave you everything to get you to this place today. And that's the beauty of it. And he does it so divinely and perfectly for each and every one of us. Can we not be thankful for one another? Lord, how you brought me to this throne of grace. How you brought me to this crowning glory. And I thank the Lord for you. I thank God for every one of your battles. I thank God for the thorns that are out here today. It is my glory too. I'm in that body with you. I thank God. I'm not looking for you to be like me. I don't want to be like you. I want to be like him. Amen. I thank God. I look at this beautiful glass we have here. It's the same light that comes through that glass, doesn't it? But they're all different colors. They're all different ways that they have glory. You might not like some of the colors as well as the other colors. Well, shame on you. They're all glorious. Come on. God, help us to knock it off. We're one in him. We have one faith. We have one praise. And that all came because we have one beautiful, all-glorious life. It's the life of Christ. How could I not passionately love you? Passionately love you. Fervently love you. Wake up! God, help us to wake up. And truly understand where we're at this time, this moment. We're about ready. There is a company that's ready to take off. I believe that word. I'm so thankful for this revelation study. Oh my, I see it, not just out here. I'm in it. In faith, I'm there. I'm walking through it. I see what he's called me to. I know. I'm not wondering what's going to happen. I hear those songs, what am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I know who I'm going to be. I know what grace can do. It can do anything. It can do everything. It can take a life like mine and sit me right in the midst of that glory throne with him. See, that's the beauty of this, and that's the glory. Praise God. Yeah. That's what we gather for. We're not running. We're not running to compete. We're running to win. To win. This isn't about participation. This is about faith and understand that he's already enabled me. There's nobody that got shorted here with the life of Jesus Christ. None of us. You got it. If you got that blood upon your life, you got his life, and you got the fullness of his life, and you only have that life. Amen. Thank him. How do you return more favor to God? Take more of it. More of what was already freely given. Lord, increase my faith. Get me a way of that get me away from thinking with my mind, that always wants to go back. I gotta do something. No, you don't do anything. He tells us so beautifully, I am his workmanship. If I'm his workmanship, what could I do? But believe the one that has his hands all over me. See, that's that beautiful, that potter and that clay. And we all know this. I told you my experiences, even as a little guy, and I thank God how he witnessed to me. I could never get art. I got a brother who's an amazing artist. I'm awful. I have a hard time writing my name. And it's the truth. It doesn't look good. He'd always say, did you write that with your left foot? And I remember so sweetly going into art class, and I love my art teacher. She was so kind. And here we're going to do this beautiful working on that wheel. And, and I just think, and watching her just go, whoop, bringing up a pot out of just a little piece of round clay. It was like magic. You know that? I know. Well, you can do that, honey. You can do it. See, whoop, and it just flew all over the ball. And she chuckled and laughed. She tried to put my hands on it trying to do it. Got worse. Sweetheart, I'll tell you what. Let me make it for you. And you know what I said? I'm good. I can't do that. You can't do this. You can't. Man, I love you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So, God shows us, doesn't he? God showed us with Jacob. There was Jacob. He going to do this and do that. God derailed his plans over and over. And I love, listening to ones that love the truth. And just the revelation that finally comes to your life and you really see it. God gave to Jacob more than Jacob was ever trying to get from God. Honey, I've already given it to you. He changed everything in Jacob. He changed his name. Praise the Lord. I love it. It is good. Let him do that for you. It's a mighty thing. But see, God, he does this, and we can believe him in this. But can we really come to the place of faith, as it says in Jeremiah, oh, Lord, I know that the way of me is not in me. I'd like to put me in there. It's not in the way of man to direct himself. It's not in the way of me to direct myself. It's not in the way of you to direct yourself. It is not in me that walks to direct my steps. He's enabled me to walk. I take a little walk, but I'll tell you what, I don't know where I'm going, but I know the Lord does. See, when we go out directing our steps, brothers and sisters, I'm finding it truly is, and especially for Christians, I'm running for a corruptible crown. That's the truth. I believe that's the most fierce battle. That stinking self-righteousness is awful stinky. It's subtle. It'll get in there, and that bitterness will come real quick. You can think you're fooling God's people, but you're never fooling God. And when we run with that corruptible crown, we're void of any anointing. You know that? God won't anoint that. Saul, King Saul showed us that. God had him anointed to be king. But when he took off in his own way, in his own direction, well, I'm going to rule over your people my way. This is going to be a better way. I've got to do it this way, Lord, because this is the things we've got to do for these people. And that anointing was removed real quick, wasn't it? God forbid, brothers and sisters, that I would live my life, or you would live your life, trying to be highly esteemed of men. That you would live your life trying to be someone's approval. Please listen to that. Do not live your life trying to be someone's approval. I saw that in this place for a long time. It defeated most people that sought it that way. I love you in the truth. I love those that have taught me in the truth. I thank the Lord. The only one I'm here to please is Him. Amen. The only one I'm here with is Him. Amen? Amen? And we're with Him, and you know what happens? We're together. Amen. This is, again, this is His church. By God's grace, this is His ministry. We are all part of this ministry because He has brought us into this place. I thank God to rely upon Him with you. I thank God that we can remind each other over and over and over, it's Him. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a marvelous thing? I think we should be a little bit happier, but that's okay. Now, I don't want to give you enticing words. By the grace of God, Paul said, I don't come to you with fair speeches, but rather the grace of God that is with me. I thank the Lord for this. By God's grace, what leading do you want in your life? I want the Spirit's leading. Amen? I want, by God's grace, not my words. I want the Spirit to give me utterance. I don't want to come here in something, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I know that there are people that do these different things and all like that. I could never rehearse before coming here. My goodness, what is that? Huh? I want the Spirit's power. There's a long pause. He wants us to pause. Amen? I thank God for these things. Trust Him like that in your life. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're just willy-nilly in things. You know, you apply yourself to things and that and all. But learn to, at the end of it all, trust God. Trust God. Oftentimes going into meetings, different things like that, and I'm telling you, I thank God He gave it to me a long time ago. Lord, just put more love in my heart. I might be mad as mad could be. I could be hornet mad and be downright right to have it. And I entered those meetings that way. You know, it never went well. Soft answer turns away wrath. God will reveal things in His time, and He will. He's a faithful God. If He wants me to know something, He'll make it known that way. But the one thing I know above all, He knows. So if God knows it all and God's got me, I'm good. Amen? All right. I like to be encouraged in that. I like those that encourage me in that. I'll tell you one thing. When the Lord comes in with that Spirit and truly allows us by grace to be humble, humble. Before the Lord. See, I believe God to do it in your life. I know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But I know God's going to do it. And you don't have to be a certain way or this type of thing, but you do need to hear this truth. Line upon line and precept upon precept, those are wonderful things. But I'll tell you what, if you think you're going to get it because you study, you're wrong. No. I want to know Him. I go in to read the Word of God because I want to know Him. I study, yes, to show myself approved. I get that. But it's this love that is the approval. It truly is. I come in to hear this Word because He loves me. Draws me in here because I want to hear this love story. And I want to be with those that He's in love with, that He's put me in a body I'm in love with too. That's what does work in those that go into this rib portion. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be a sour grape. I'm just telling you. God help us not to go that way. It's a sad end. You got a critical spirit, get on your knees. It's a disaster. It'll take over your life. We have ones in the Word of God, it showed us that. Those that always took it and gave it to the Lord, I'll tell you what, they succeeded. There was a joy. People were drawn to them. See, that's what this spirit power is and the love of Christ is. See, by God's grace, I don't want people to look at me as some religious man. God forbid. Or some type of, oh, he's just all knowledge in these things. God forbid. I want people to understand, you know what? That man knows the love of Christ. He knows how much Jesus loves him. He tells me about how much the Lord loves me. So he must love me too. And then in that, by God's grace, you know what happens? People, by his grace, are drawn not to me, not to my knowledge, but a hope. A hope. And they'll inquire about that hope. And I'll tell you what, I'm thankful. Let me tell you about mercy. Let's just start there. Because without mercy, you'll never have any hope. You're hopeless without mercy. It's the truth. And then when you really grab mercy, then you'll understand it all came from grace. And we'll talk about that grace that is even beyond all the mercy. Because it's all part of it. And then in all that mercy and grace, oh my, the love and the depth of it. And I'll tell you what, if you'll hear that and let the Lord by the Holy Ghost minister that to your heart, he'll hook you. He'll hook you. Oh, yes, he will. You can't get away. Painful. Ugh. You think you're going to make your own way? Oh, I just can't. Lord, I want to do this. No, I just, you love me too much. I ain't going that way. I can't really face that, but you did for me. I know you made the way. Don't you love him? So, brethren, I'll tell you what. Let's learn now to trust him. Let's let him place us in everything. And I will say this to my brethren, because, again, I have a little bit experience of being in this word for, thanks be to God, all my life. All my life, close to a meeting of people that truly love the Lord, that the message that has always been preached to my heart, thank the Lord, has always been the message for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let him place you in this body where he chooses. Let him place you in this body where he chooses, where he sees fit. Not what you think, not what you feel, not what you're going to concoct in your mind. You go that way, the Word of God shows us, and the Word of God gives us evidence. Your life will always be a horrible wrestling match that you'll never win. You'll never win. Give up now. I mean, thank God with this message, you believe it. You're in a rib portion. You're in a body out from a body that is getting ready to marry Jesus. And it's only going to be in that place, in that body, that I'll marry him. If I'm trying to make myself some other joint in the body that I think I should be when God evidently has not done that in my life, I can convince myself right out of holding a crown. And God forbid. I plead with you, brethren, because I love you. I've testified to you how many times. I didn't pick this. I knew about this. I was pretty close to Brother Hill. Not the closest by any means. But God made me aware of a lot of things that went down. And I sure loved him for it. But I'll tell you one thing. I knew that wasn't for me. I ain't that crazy. I got a really good life. Why would I mess that up? Why would I lay there next to my sweet wife after the Lord called me to be a pastor and she said, we had a perfect life. What happened? I know we chuckle, but I'm telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth. Sweethearts, we're here to win Christ, aren't we? That's it. Do we really know that? We're not here just to pass through. We're here to win, to win, to win, to win. Right here, only this, right here. This is the only thing that can defeat you. And it's the truth. Don't let it. Don't let this defeat you. When this starts to make my decisions, I'll tell you what, I'm done. When this wants to be magnified, I have just stepped away from seeking grace. There were ones that seemed to be godly like Joab. They knew everything. They knew more than everybody else. They knew more than God's anointed. And maybe in some respects they did know naturally all these different things, or even spiritual things they knew. But that was still God's anointed. And that know-it-all, he ended in such defeat. King Saul was impatient. He knew better, and he lost his anointing. But I end with this today, and I love it, in Mark 14. There was a precious woman that we all thank God for, because that woman is the heart of pure mercy that wins that better place. And in this Mark chapter 14, I love it because it never even mentions her name. It never even tells us who she is. And matter of fact, it was a woman that completely and only just surrendered right at the feet of Jesus. She laid it all right there. She wanted no recognition. And matter of fact, she really didn't get anybody. If the only recognition she got was disapproval. But here in verse 9 was her reward. And Jesus said this of her. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And by the grace of God, brethren, by the grace of God, may that be our hearts. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, and we give you all the praise today. And Lord, we know that, again, you love us. You've promised that you will perfect that which concerns us. You've assured us that we do not know our way or our goings, but the way is in you. Help us to surrender and to submit to you. Lord, your coming is on the wing. As you stirred my heart today for myself and my brethren, wake us up. Let us be very, very alert. If there be any leaven, if there be any bitterness, if there be any wicked way in me, Lord, reveal it to me. Take me on to the way everlasting. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.